It is essential to believe every step of the way that the team you're working with is putting forth the effort necessary to bring the task to completion in a timely fashion.
That's why it's necessary to lay out a timetable right from the get-go and to monitor the progress the team is making toward its goal. Here's how our system can help. Anyone who has a username, a password, an SC administrative account, and the right invite code can log onto the system, edit tasks, update the status of their project, see what progress others have made, and delete any unwanted files or upload to the database.
Whenever I log on, I can see how many times anyone else in the system has logged on with any given password. This means I have access to each participating member's entire user history.
If someone isn't pulling their weight, it's possible to flag their system, which locks their mainframe and makes it impossible for them to work on anything other than their current urgent task.
The great thing about this system is that no one who uses the database knows which of my identity corresponds to the actual identity. This annoys the awkward issues of ego normally involved in a collaborative, creative process.
Actually, I don't really know if that's true, because you can see their IP addresses.
But nobody knows which IP address belongs to whom.
Yes, but won't the user's identities become obvious after you've been using the system for any significant amount of time?
Nobody knows which IP address belongs. Perhaps they will. But it's better than having to tell someone to their face that they're being lazy. The system gives its users enough, but it's better than having to tell someone to their face. And it's unlikely that the laziest members of the team are going to go to the trouble of trying to prove that nobody knows the address corresponds to your
Right. Okay.
Another really cool thing you can do
is what we call conceptual bargaining.
Yes. Conceptual barter allows you to use raw ideas as a form of currency.
The interesting thing about it is that you have to decide as a group democratically what the relative value of each individual concept is.
And the idea has no value unless the vote is unanimous.
This brings up a lot of complications.
Another really cool thing.
But if it means there is no value, a winner!
Alas.
Yes, alas. Okay, let's watch this demonstration. No value. Yes.
Another really cool thing.
Let's watch this demonstration. No value. Yes.
Another really cool thing.
Let's watch this demonstration. No value. Yes.
Lobby. You will be led through a door on the left to a comfortable Victorian office. You will be offered a seat in a soft leather chair by either the studio representative or the mental health professional, and a glass of water by the other. You will not know from whom you accepted which, as their identities have not been revealed to you, nor will they be. You will attempt to discern which of them is which by their questions, which are subtle and discursive, revealing nothing.
On a scale of 1 to 5, 1 being utter revolution, 5 being absolute, 15 of state torture, 37 during 39, 36 to 8, and 121 through 135 now, on the same scale. Rate the scenes of torture performed by the serial murderers. At 12 through 14, 21 through 22,
Now you are able to recall each scene minute by minute with perfect clarity. Your sense of the condescension is perhaps heightened by the molded white plastic mask. After noting your response of slightly higher approval of state torture, the other ascension is perhaps clarity. Your sense of the condescension
with a monologist make a game of forcing the peasants
You replied that the cinematography seemed to favor the horses, but perhaps only to heighten the impact of the farmer's decision to shoot the horses. You note it was established early in the film that the horses stood as symbols of the farmer's own noble perseverance under the monarchist brutal oppression. And though they loved their horses, burning their fields would mean certain starvation for the farmers and their families. The interviewers tapped their hands on the clipboard during your digression.
They love their horses.
The rhythm resonates as rehearsed and somehow martial. Time itself is encumbered by
their pens on the clipboards. Their pens on the clipboards.
Clearly sympathize with the sepia acres of grain. You are guilty of projecting your own sympathy for horses onto the film. You
She asked him to recite the child Emmanuel's soliloquy in which he describes the villagers' religious rites beginning at 17 seconds, and continued before the credits roll at minutes 431 and 12 seconds. And then you are astonished.
Then you will be astonished
when these events come to pass, because from your lips issues the exact words of the child Emmanuel, who died and came back to life.
They talked and they talked about the fire in the sky and how Ezekiel saw the veil. And when they sang together, they sang about the sun and the earthbound things beneath, about the land and grave. So they sat and sang and
Land brings sun.